Okay, good morning, boys. Let's start out with prayer and prayer request. Chris Irick, no? Okay, Brian and Olin. Brothers and sisters in Mexico. Okay, let's go. Lord, we thank you for this nice sunny day, for a nice weather, and for the brothers and sisters here. Chris Irick, Lord, wherever he is, pray that you would just have mercy on him and speak to him. Brian and Owen, Israel and Mexico, wherever they are, pray that you would just bless them. Brothers and sisters in Mexico, that you just bless them and walk over them. Help us to glory you all to glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. This is Palm Sunday, which anybody tell me what happened Palm Sunday? Or why it's called Palm Sunday. I think it's because when he was on the earth and he went to Jerusalem, remember all the people came out and were praising him, and he was riding on the donkey and waving their palm branches and I think maybe throwing their clothes in the road, their coats and whatnot, so he could so he could go over them. And so I think that's why it's called Palm Sunday. Anyway, the psalm that we have here fits pretty well, I think, with Palm Sunday. Psalm 46 in Septuagint, 47 in the Masoretic text. We'll read this. It says, "For the end of the psalm for the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with a voice of rejoicing. For the Lord Most High is fearsome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He chose us for his inheritance, Jacob's beauty, which he loved." So pause there. "God ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The rulers of the people gathered together with the God of Abraham. For God's mighty ones of the earth are greatly exalted." Okay, there in verse 4 he says, "He subdued the peoples under us and the nations under our feet." You know what he's talking about there probably. When did the Lord subdue other nations under his people's feet?
When they fight the Philistines.
Right, yeah. Yeah, God delivered them out of Egypt, and they went and wandered through the desert for a while, and then went across the Jordan, and God gave them the promised land there, and they had to defeat a lot of the people that were living there. And God gave them victory over them people and let them live in the promised land. So I think that's probably what he's talking about there. And says he chose us for his inheritance, Jacob's beauty, which he loved. Okay, the homework I have for you is going to be examples in the New Testament where people rejoiced. Okay, and this is an Old Testament example of rejoicing. I want you to find examples in the New Testament. Something like, you know, when Paul and Silas were thrown into prison after they were beaten, Was it Paul and Silas or Peter?
Paul and Silas.
Okay, yeah, and they were beaten and thrown into prison. And then they were singing that night. Just find examples of that. And for the older boys, find reasons why we should rejoice. And they might overlap a little bit, but just reasons to rejoice. And I was thinking, too, of this Palm Sunday. You know, a lot of these people were out rejoicing and praising the Lord, but then it wasn't very long, and what were they doing? what was happening to Jesus. Jason?
They were killing him?
Yeah, they said crucify him. Where did all the people go that had been praising the Lord? They were either quiet or they had gone somewhere. Also changed their minds or something. So, it's more than just how we praise the Lord with our mouth. That doesn't mean very much. But it's with our lives that we need its actions too. Okay, you boys had verses that you had or something. So let's just start here with Roger. Let's start. Come up.
Psalm 45:1. In the Masoretic, it's Psalm 46. But God is our refuge and power, our help in afflictions that severely befall us. We need to be thankful and that we can just think about, remember that God, when we're scared, remember that God is ruler of all.
James 1:12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in all things.
Matthew 10:42. Whoever gives one of these little ones a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, and surely I say to you, he shall by no means lose a reward. That means we should help others, and if we help the poor, then we will by no means lose our reward.
Psalm 119:1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
Matthew 6:3. When you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand doeth.
Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
Okay, that's good. You may go back to your parents.
I think we have the boys just, the older boys just give a testimony of what the Lord's done for you.
Okay.
Start with Toby. No, come up here. Yeah, come up here. All of you.
Just like in the past week. I guess he gave me just a couple days ago. He had a little bit of an accident. He spared my life, and nothing serious. Just brought me back to the reality of how serious it is to drive and how much responsibility a person has when they're driving. Just kind of woke me up how serious it is when you're out on the roads. It's a serious deal. You're endangering other people's lives, not only your own.
I'm just thankful for all you brothers to go to and learn from. Just a lot of wisdom. And thankful that I have such good teachers.
Just thankful for the Lord showing me mercy and just keeps on showing me new places where I need to work on in my life. And I don't want to just think I'm good enough to stop, and he's not letting me.
guess there's, I'm thankful for just the chance to be able to serve God. You know, sometimes I just wonder, you know, what I'm even doing. He's faithful to just forgive you and give you strength to carry on.
I'm thankful for my parents. Thankful for the ability to work and play.
I know I've been very prideful and just unthankful in the past many times. And I'm learning to be more thankful for what I do see that God's doing and the blessings that He's giving me and everybody.
I'm thankful for my parents and the church to teach me what's right.
I'm thankful for Him showing me the right way to follow and the good examples I have here.
I'm thankful for my parents and for them showing me to, for helping me along to follow God and everyone else here.
I'm thankful for my parents and a lot of simple things that we don't really notice that we really that do good to us. And